Kamala Harris, Trump administration is most corrupt, callous, and incompetent in history. By Hannah Knudsen on April 21, 2026. Failed Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris told a crowd that the Trump administration is the most corrupt, callous, and incompetent in history. Speaking to attendees at the Michigan Democratic Women's Caucus Legacy Luncheon in Detroit on April 18, Harris stated, "We are dealing with the most corrupt, callous, and incompetent presidential administration in the history of the United States. Period. This is hardly the first time in recent weeks Harris has pointed fingers. Despite having taken part in an administration saturated with controversy and corruption, which finally came full circle as former President Joe Biden pardoned members of his own family, including his criminal son Hunter, despite promising not to do so." Peter Schweitzer, the president of the Government Accountability Institute and Breitbart's senior contributor, said of the pardons at the time, "This pardon is an utter disgrace. A singular act that confirms the deep corruption he has denied for years. We have never had such a self-serving and corrupt president in our history." Mere weeks ahead of his pardon of Hunter, former White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden did not intend to pardon his troubled son. In an explanation of his pardon, Biden claimed that Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. He continued, "There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me, and there's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough." The Biden administration also faced backlash for callousness and incompetence related to the coronavirus pandemic, as it attempted to start a war between unvaccinated individuals and the vaccinated and between the masked and the unmasked, even trying to force millions of Americans to get the jab or face losing their job. Harris also put her hypocrisy on full display last week, complaining about gas prices despite overseeing the highest record gas prices ever as sitting vice president in the summer of 2022. "Hey everyone. So I'm here in Charlotte. Since the start of Trump's war of choice, it's $15 more every time you fill up your tank of gas," Harris said, standing in front of a gas station sign. "The price of diesel has now gone up 80% since the start of the war. And you'd best believe that's going to carry over to how much you're paying for all the goods that are being transported on those semis," she continued. "We've got a president who is paying more attention to what he thinks is in his best political interest and personal interest as opposed to what is in the best interest of working people in America," she added. To date, the highest national gas price average ever was recorded on June 14, 2022.